This is Pastor Tim Lovegrove from Grace Bible Church in Menifee, California, commenting on the news for SermonAudio.com. A New York atheist organization is funding a series of subway ads that state, "A million New Yorkers are good without God. Are you?" Now, what if you were sitting next to an atheist on a New York subway discussing one of those ads? What would you say? Well, certainly it would be easy to be snide or attacking. The Bible says so many things about those who think they are good on their own and those who think they can make life work their own way without God. But snideness and attacking aren't going to help in this kind of situation. Let me suggest three ways these ads could lead to a helpful gospel conversation. First, you could certainly talk about the word good. What does that mean? And good by what standard? Second, you could talk about God. You know, you could ask them, "So, are you saying there isn't any God?" That could lead into a discussion about how you would know that, for example. So both of those questions could be gateways into good conversations. But if I was in that situation, I would bring up eternity. And I would do it like this. The primary question Christianity has always sought to answer is not, how can you have a good life? There are quite a few ways to have a pretty good life. Many non-Christians have enjoyable lives, and some Christians act like they're pretty miserable. So this has never really been a contest to see which religion could give people the best life. The primary question Christianity has always sought to answer is, what is true? You know, you may feel that you have a good life one way, and I may feel that I have a good life another way, but that doesn't change what's true. And we both need to figure out what is true. Especially, what about eternity? Do we exist somewhere after we die? And if so, where and why? You might have seen at the end of the opening ceremonies of the 2000 Summer Olympics in Sydney, there was this fantastic fireworks display from the bridge over Sydney Harbor. And illuminated in huge letters on that bridge was the word eternity. And they did that because in the 1930s, a man named Arthur Stace heard a preacher say, "Eternity, eternity, oh, that this word can be emblazoned across the streets of Sydney." And so Arthur Stace started going out early in the morning, and in this distinctive cursive handwriting, he would use chalk to write the word eternity on the sidewalks in front of common public places. And I think he did that around Sydney for about 20 years before someone figured out who was doing it in 1956. And it became such an important part of Sydney history that they put that word in his cursive style on that bridge and illuminated it for the Olympics. Now that's fascinating because most people today don't spend much time thinking about anything except this life. So if I was sitting on that subway in New York City, I would share that story. Just planting the seed for them to consider eternity. Yeah, there may be enjoyable ways to live that are several different ways related to different beliefs in God, but that's not the ultimate question. What's true? How do we know what's true? Are we going to live somewhere after we die? And if so, where and why? Have you considered eternity?